Coming up, we'll be visiting the Milton Keynes snow zone, where Mira went to get totally frozen to find out how they actually make the snow so she could go for a bit of skiing. But we are, of course, answering your questions too. And Kat got this one here from Brian, who says, "Yo, naked scientists, I was cleaning the roof of my garage, sweeping fallen leaves and branches away, and there was all this decomposing matter there that had reached critical mass, which was making some soil on the roof, and as I cleaned it off, I was surprised to find healthy earthworms in the soil. How did they make it up there?"
Well, this is an interesting one, but my prime suspect in this case would be birds. There is some evidence that worms can crawl, but I doubt that big earthworms can crawl that far. I reckon that something like a bird has got mud on its beak or is maybe carrying another earthworm or something like that that's got mud on it, that's got tiny earthworm eggs, and they've got deposited up there. And because, you know, it's a nice environment, if it's nice and damp, you've got soil, organic matter up there, then those dropped worm cocoons, the eggs in a little kind of bundle, have just started to grow. So I reckon they've been dropped up there by birds.
I agree, because when I was little, I got into trouble with my parents for putting a worm in my brother's hair, which I absolutely did not do, and because he reached into his hair and there was this worm in there, and I got told off for it. But actually, a bird had just gone over, and I think the bird dropped the worm on my brother's head.
Could
I didn't do it, honestly. I did not do it. So I thoroughly agree with you.